proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we continue in our series about messianic prophecy in the Old Testament, we turn our attention to Genesis chapter 37 and the dream that Joseph had. Joseph was Jacob's 11th son. He received prophetic revelations through his dreams. One of these nocturnal visions related to his family members submitting themselves to him. Joseph exclaimed, quote, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11th stars made obeisance to me," unquote. Jacob rebuked Joseph for his presumption. Nonetheless, the author of Genesis recorded how, quote, "his father observed the saying," unquote. The events contained in Joseph's dream came to pass in his personal life. When his older brothers came before him, as recorded in Genesis chapter 42, they, quote, "bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth," unquote. Joseph's father, Jacob, by acquiescing to his son's invitation to journey to Egypt, Jacob symbolically submitted to his son as well. As noted, the writer of Genesis put it this way, "Jacob observed what Joseph had said." The Hebrew verb used here, shamar, usually implied the protection of something or someone. In the context of Genesis 37, though, that word shamar most likely meant that Jacob meditated on the meanings of the words which Joseph spoke to him. The details about Joseph's dream take on an even greater significance when applied to Jesus Christ. A vision contained in the 12th chapter of Revelation corresponded with the elements found in that vision. John described what he called a great wonder in heaven. He saw a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars upon her head. Note the similarity between this portrayal and the vision related by Joseph in Genesis 37. Both passages contained images of the sun, moon, and stars. The woman in John's vision in Revelation seems about ready to give birth to a child, quote, "who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron," unquote. That phrase clearly alludes to Jesus Christ, who, according to Psalm 2, would break his enemies in pieces when he came to reign. Now, some commentators have claimed that the woman in Revelation chapter 12 was an allegory as to the identity of the church. However, this interpretation falls apart if the child in Revelation 12 represents Jesus Christ. It is the Savior who gave birth to the church. The church did not give birth to the Savior. Another possible interpretation of the woman in Revelation 12 involves seeing her as representing the Jewish nation. Jacob construed that the moon in Joseph's dream alluded to Rachel, Joseph's mother. She served as the matriarch of three tribes in Israel, the tribe of Benjamin and the half-tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim. Paul also connected Jesus Christ with the Jewish nation in Acts chapter 13. He told the Jewish congregation how God had raised up a Savior unto them from out of Israel, Jesus Christ. Paul added in Galatians 4 about Jesus Christ being, quote, "made under the law," unquote. That is to say, coming from Jewish stock. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.